This is KUT. For many low-income immigrant families in the U.S., work and taking care of family can sometimes become a bigger priority than graduating high school. Many times these family responsibilities land on the shoulders of high school students who must find ways to balance the load. KUT's Kate McGee has the story of one second-generation student in Austin on track to graduate, despite the odds.
Seventh grade was a pivotal year for Violet Jimenez. It's when she started her first job working as a clown.
And, you know, I did birthday parties for little kids and weddings. And, you know, one of the jokes we always had is, you know, we do birthday parties, we do weddings, we do quinceañeras, we do divorces, we do funerals.
It was also the year she started playing the viola at Mendez Middle School in Dove Springs. Violet, now 17 and a senior, loves playing music. She lives in Elgin now, but commutes 40 minutes into Austin every day to attend McCallum High School's Fine Arts Academy. She's in the school orchestra and starts her morning at rehearsal. Statistically, the chances that students like Violet finish high school and go to college are low. Her parents are undocumented and divorced. They didn't graduate high school in Mexico. Violet grew up poor with an unstable home life and a negligent father who had custody of her and her sister.
When I first started like doing orchestra or, you know, things like that, my dad always be like, oh, you're probably going to end up quitting eventually. I remember I wanted to do cheerleading in eighth grade and he didn't want to pay for the outfit. And so that's always been the mentality in my family. And so it's really hard to want to, you know, try to be successful.
Growing up in Dove Springs, Violet says she and her sister were often left home alone. She eventually started working so she could pay for her own food and clothes. She says this is what she told her parents.
If you're not going to take care of me, then I'm going to take care of myself.
Throughout high school, Violet has balanced schoolwork with practicing the viola and multiple jobs. She says her junior year was the toughest when she helped her mom clean businesses while also working at a nearby Sonic.
You know, I'd cry at night because it get to the point where it's so stressful. And dropping out has crossed my mind and like I've considered it. But, you know, I mean, obviously you're not thinking straight when you're thinking that, because what are you going to do when you drop out? Work at Burger King? I mean, I'm sorry, but that's not the kind of life I want.
But not all high school students realize they should stay in school, and realizing that is tougher if you have foreign-born parents in the U.S. Those students have an 8% chance of dropping out of high school, according to the nonprofit Child Trends. For Violet, having a support system has helped, and she found one at Breakthrough Austin, a nonprofit. It works with first-generation college students for 12 years, from sixth grade on, all the way through college. While teachers, counselors, and schools can change every year, Breakthrough is different because of that consistent guidance.
We can meet with a student and just know them for a length of time. There's the duration of the program, I think, that makes it really special.
That's Zakiya Kareem, Violet's counselor at Breakthrough. Last year, the program served more than 1,000 students in the Austin area. Violet applied to the program through her middle school. Ever since, she's had a Breakthrough counselor check on her weekly. Breakthrough also offers counseling and summer academic courses and helps families with college applications and financial aid paperwork. But when you're dealing with more than 1,000 students and counting who are working or taking care of their family on top of school, it can be challenging to keep students focused.
But I think it is hard when you're having a conversation with a student about planning for the future when right now they're living in the day and their reality is, I've got to have this job because I've got to, you know, pay for this car or pay for this thing that's really important for me to have right now.
Kareem has worked with Violet for several years now.
But I met her when she was in middle school, so I kind of got to know her a little bit. And so that, because of that, there's several people who know her really well. And so we can all advocate for her. We can all check in with her. It's nice to have adults who know you.
She's helped Violet through some tricky school transfers when her home life got rocky and made sure Violet stuck with the school that offers the orchestra she loves.
You need that motivation sometimes. And at least for me, you know, like my parents don't do that. They don't do that at home. I have to do it myself. And sometimes when you're doing everything on your own, you don't want to keep trying, you know? Breakthrough is like my second pair of parents because they're there to tell me that if I'm messing up, I'm messing up. If I need to get better, I need to get better. But if I'm doing great, they'll tell me too.
For Violet, the encouragement helps. She still works 3 nights a week. cleaning businesses with her mom, changing trash cans, scrubbing toilets, cleaning windows. But she doesn't live with her dad anymore, and she doesn't work at the fast food restaurant. That's one less job for now. But Violet still needs to save money for private viola lessons, new strings, and her next challenge, paying for college. Kate McGee, KUT News.